This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting President Barack Obama to address the nation on terrorism. Mr. Obama is making a primetime television address to the country late Sunday, hoping to calm American fears about terrorist attacks. The president also plans to update the country on the investigation into last week's shootings in California. VOANews.com will stream the address at 1 UTC. 4 months after announcing he was battling cancer, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter told members of his church in Plains, Georgia, that there were no signs of the life-threatening disease. Speaking by phone to VOA, Maranatha Baptist Church member and close Carter friend Jill Stuckey said the president told a crowd of several hundred that medical tests conducted this week did not show signs of the melanoma he was diagnosed with earlier this year. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Mr. Assad said the Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone. He said the only strikes that have been effective are those done by Russia. The U.S. and others in the West say Russia's airstrikes have largely focused on rebels and not Islamic State fighters. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached an agreement to end their political deadlock. If approved by the nation's two rival parliaments, the agreement will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Al Arabiya reports the framework calls for a 10-person committee to form a unity government. This is VOA News. French voters went to the polls Sunday to elect regional leaders. The election is expected to result in gains by the far-right anti-immigration National Front Party. The vote came as France remained under tight security, following the November terrorist attacks in Paris. French President François Hollande's personal approval ratings have soared with his hardline stand against the terrorist attacks, but his party's ratings remain low. A second round of elections is scheduled for next Sunday. Germany's vice chancellor says Saudi Arabia runs the risk of alienating its Western allies due to its support of fundamentalist mosques around the world. Sigmar Gabriel says such mosques are breeding grounds for extremism. In an interview published Sunday in the Bild am Sonntag newspaper, Gabriel said the Saudis are financing Wahhabi mosques all over the world. The United States continues to monitor conflicting reports about the fate of Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour, but is skeptical a clear picture will emerge soon. Ayaz Ghul reports.
After days of widespread reports that Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour had been seriously wounded in a gunfight with rival militant commanders, the Islamist insurgency released a voice message from its chief to prove he is alive. In the message released Saturday, Mansour rejected reports of his death in a shootout in neighboring Pakistan and of rifts within the Taliban as propaganda from the Afghan government and its intelligence agency. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Top security officials from India and Pakistan met in the Thai capital Bangkok for talks on regional and security issues. A joint statement said Sunday's meeting included discussions on peace and security, terrorism, and the disputed region of Kashmir. The statement said the meeting was held in a candid, cordial, and constructive atmosphere. It added that both sides agreed to carry forward with constructive engagement. Pakistan's interior minister says he does not believe there is a link between militants in his country and a Pakistan-born woman involved in Thursday's shootings in California. Interior Ministry Chowdhury Nisar Ali Khan briefed reporters on what Pakistani authorities know about one of the suspects, Tafshin Malik. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion Sunday in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in the city of Aden. The city has been a key battleground in Yemen. Venezuelans are voting Sunday in legislative elections. Those elections could wrest power from socialists who have led the country for 16 years. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.